What made you want to take on this, you know, being the leader of this organization?
The fact that we can build a league for long-term sustainability, and it's the competitiveness that they've always failed.
Yeah, people don't think you can do it.
Right? And they don't think you can do it, so you're like, you know what, we're going to do it.
What's the benefit of the merger that will allow this league to ultimately be successful for a long time?
The ownership that we have now with Danny Garcia, Dwayne Johnson, Box, Redbird Capital, we have 43 of our game windows are on ABC, ESPN, Box.
Yeah. I mean, national TV.
National TV opportunities. Yeah. And that's what this league needs. It needs strong ownership.
When you turn on the film, right, and you're evaluating a prospect, no matter what position it is, what's the first thing that you look at when that film comes on?
Next film.
All right, big news. We dropped our merch at Mercury, the college sports company. We have college football tees, college basketball tees, the perfect gift for anyone in your life and perfect for you. I wear them all the time, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's working out. I love the college football tee. So click on the link in the description or go to shop.teammercury.io. That's shop.teammercury.io and use my code ADAMB15 for 15% off your purchase. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase. And guys, you buying our merch supports me, supports our company, and allows me to go around and have the best guests on our podcast. So get some of the best merch you can get in college sports, college football, college basketball. We have tees for our podcast. We have hats. We have sweatshirts, everything you could possibly want. Shop.teammercury.io. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase. I appreciate you coming on. This will be, I'm excited to talk to you. So much, you've seen so much of football,
a lot.
The Bills, and now the UFL. So what's the week look like for you? I mean, this is you could run around all over the place.
Oh, it's a blast, man. You know, just the opportunity to this is our industry, right? It's what we do. So, you know, last night hit a couple events, and it's a crazy week, you know, with everything going on. So fun to be here. Fun to be with you.
Yeah.
Congrats on your success.
Appreciate
it's
it.
Awesome,
thank you so
man.
Much. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I want to start dive into the UFL a little bit because, man, there's been, you know, XFL, the other, what was the other league?
USFL?
USFL, right? So I can't keep them all straight,
yeah, it's
right?
hard.
So,
AAF.
You know, AAF, yeah. So
Arena.
One of my buddies, Christian Ackenberg, played the AAF for a while.
Yeah,
so he's told me stories about that, you know, and it's, I've long been a proponent that there should be another league for football, whether it's, you know, and almost not a farm system, but just another opportunity for players to put their name out there and get reps that isn't just the NFL. Every other sport has it. What's your vision for the UFL?
You couldn't be more right, Adam. The way I look at it is so my middle son plays at Boston College.
Yeah.
And
interesting week at BC, right?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Maybe we'll be announcing a new head coach while we're on the air. I always said that you go to a pro day and there's 18 guys in the pro day and there's Zay Flowers, who everybody knows, and he gets drafted in the first round and no one else gets drafted. There's a couple priority free agents. But the rest, the 17 very good athletes and football players are looking for that opportunity. That's what our league provides, right?
Yeah.
So you hear Dwayne Johnson talk about it a lot with the XFL when we were building that, about his player 54 mentality, which drove him to his success, right?
Yeah.
Our league is about 54 to 75 to 80.
Yeah.
And as you know, you've done it.
Yeah.
There are a hell of a lot of good football players in that area.
Yeah.
And then you look at situations that, a guy gets drafted in the fifth round and he's a 4-3 defensive end, and then you switch coordinators and you're a 3-4 defensive end. It changes your situation, right? Our league provides a lot of opportunities. We talked about the X was the intersection of dreams and opportunities, and now the United Football League, unlocks and unleashes dreams for athletes and individuals within our organizations. With performance science and athletic training and officiating, we're here to assist the underserved populations in our game.
Yeah.
Have more opportunities for minority candidates, for females in our game. And we did a lot of that with the XFL. The USFL did that under Daryl Johnson's guidance last year. Now we're one.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about what the future holds.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned it. My next question was about the merger. And why merge? And then what's the benefit of the merger that will allow this league to ultimately be successful for a long time?
Well, it's funny you mention it. You know, sitting in owners' meetings for my whole career in the NFL, a lot of times when these leagues came up, that's when I started doing text messages and like, yeah. Oh, that'll never last.
Right? Yeah.
This is a far different exercise.
Yeah.
You know, we had success at the XFL, and quite candidly, they had success at the XFL when they launched in 2020, and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was why the XFL went away at that time. The USFL had two good years under their belt as well. We came out, had an outstanding year last year. And then it's, you say to yourself, it makes more sense for us all to be together.
Yeah.
We have the power of ownership. And I always said, and you know, being a major Division I athlete, it starts at the top. And the ownership that we have now with Danny Garcia, Dwayne Johnson, Fox, Redbird Capital, we have 43 of our game windows are on ABC, ESPN, Fox.
Yeah. I mean, national TV.
National TV opportunities, and that's what this league needs. It needs strong ownership, strong distribution.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit of a dinosaur in the digital and social area. However, Dwayne's the most followed male in the United States, and what he does, you know, on that end. So there's just so many business opportunities. And opportunities for us to continue to grow this game. I believe this.
Yeah.
This league will be here far beyond my years.
Yeah, that's awesome. What made you want to take on this, you know, being the leader of this organization? You know, you've done a lot in your career, Bills and the Sabres, and what made you say this is the job I want to take on next?
Everything in my career is about advancing the game of football.
Yeah.
And this, to me, is an incredible opportunity. And, you know, Adam, like, when I went to Buffalo in 97, I was a pretty young dude, and we were trying to build a business.
Yeah.
And we built it really from the ground floor. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity to build something is always exciting to me.
Yeah.
To build this, the fact that we can build a league for long-term sustainability, and it's the competitiveness that they've always failed.
Yeah, people don't think you can do it.
And they don't think you can do it, so you're like, you know what, we're going to do it. And, you know, we have a great front office and great people around it. We have really good head coaches from Wade Phillips to Bob Stoops to Mike Nolan to John DeFilippo to Skip Holtz.
Yeah.
You know, we have some really good people that are there to develop athletes.
Yeah.
You know better than anyone. I was talking to someone earlier today. One of the great players in the NFL, Khalil Mack. He had one offer.
Yeah.
UB, University of Buffalo, right? And how does that happen, right? Mm-hmm. Because he develops. Everyone develops differently. They're in situations that are different. So it's a great opportunity for us to continue to build this league.
I want to ask about your time with the Bills. And, you know, looking back on, you're such a big part of that organization for a long time. What's your favorite moment when you look back at your tenure with the Bills? The one that sticks out in your mind?
Guys, I have so many things going on. It's ridiculous at times. It overwhelms me, from running a company to my content to broadcasting to my podcast, everything I have to follow in the world of college football to be able to talk about it daily with all of you. That means I have to focus really hard during the time I'm actually working and get into a really deep thinking mode in my brain. I call it deep work. And that's why I use Tri-Neuro. It has changed everything for me, and I got to tell you guys about it. Tri-Neuro is the only complete brain supplement on the market. It's not just a nootropic, but it also regulates neurodegeneration and supports neuroimmunity. Tri-Neuro was developed by a neurosurgeon who was inspired by real patients with concussions and mild TBI to enhance their cognition and protect their brains. Extremely important to me. One of my favorite parts of working with Tri-Neuro is their affordability to the everyday customer. They have the smallest serving size on the market, one capsule, and the lowest cost per serving at $1.25. It's affordable for everyone. And let's be honest, guys, you gotta be willing to spend something to protect your brain. Tri-Neuro is sourced and manufactured in the US with all natural ingredients that have been clinically tested in humans. Tri-Neuro does not contain any banned substances and is currently undergoing certification for athletes. I personally use Tri-Neuro to lock in when performing a long project when I need to think really hard and it needs to get done in one of my businesses, like a website rebrand, a long newsletter, some content I need to write out, and it has been a game changer for me in the way I think. And the best part is I have a special discount code for you guys. So use the code NEXTUP20 at checkout for 20% off your order from Tri-Neuro. Their website is trineurosupplements.com. That's T-R-I-N-E-U-R-O supplements.com. Use the code NEXTUP20 for 20% off your order. And guys, supporting the sponsors of my show helps me a ton, allows me to do this podcast at a high level and have a great guest. So please support Tri-Neuro today and improve your brain performance in the way you think, just like I have with Tri-Neuro.
You know, looking back on, you're such a big part of that organization for a long time. What's your favorite moment when you look back at your tenure with the Bills? The one that sticks out in your mind?
The one that sticks out the most is actually, there was a lot of great moments. And People don't realize. They say, what do you miss the most? I miss the wins, but you miss the losses too.
Yeah.
You miss the opportunity to build yourself back up in the organization, and that's what it's about, right? But my favorite moment is probably, I think it was October 9th of 2014, when the owners of the NFL voted the Pegulas in to keep the franchise in Buffalo.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stress
yeah.
leading up to that sale.
Yeah.
Because what people forget, there were no teams in L.A.
Yeah.
And there were no teams in Toronto was looming over us, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that we built a business that was sustainable to keep the team in Buffalo is probably the biggest moment of being in Buffalo all those over two decades.
Yeah. In your time when you were the general manager, you know, obviously I'm a football guy. We talk, a lot of people that watch this are football guys. When you turn on the film, right, and you're evaluating a prospect, no matter what position it is, what's the first thing that you look at when that film comes on?
Well, you know, from my standpoint, I tried to let the real experts do that. We had great personnel people around us. I used to always get a it was the interviews and the medical at the combine.
Yeah.
But for me, it was more of the interview process and watching the young men and how they handled themselves and the guys that weren't rehearsed in that room. Right. Yeah. And Marv Levy used to always say, do you want to win a Super Bowl or go to a Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
And that answer was always very interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
About your desire to move in it. So, you know, listen, you can turn on the film all day with Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
And he probably comes out with a pretty similar grade.
No doubt.
You can't measure this.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
And he's the greatest player of all time.
Yeah. And he didn't test well. And he his film.
It's all the things that, you know, you go, oh, you look at that. And you know, there's a young man at Boston College, Vinny DePalma, that I've watched the last 3 years of my son there. And he's an underside backer, right? He probably doesn't test great, but guess what? He makes every play.
Yeah.
He's the best football player on the field.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that will play at the next level if he wanted to, just because he'll find a way.
Yeah.
We all know those guys, right?
Were there any other questions you would ask in the interview process or people would ask, the tough ones like the Pro Bowl, Super Bowl type questions?
I thought what we did a good job of, I can't remember if it was Tom Modrak or Doug Whaley or whoever it was, when you walked in that room, they immediately put on the film, because then you saw the player go, like, this is what I'm used to.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, we've all heard some of the ridiculous questions.
Yeah. Oh, I've gotten some.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, from our standpoint, we said, hey, how can the athlete be at ease? And it's a being around ball, right?
Yeah.
And then I always used to get a kick of watching – you know, Brian Daboll when he was our OC and some of the things that they would do with the questions during when we went on the road for a long time looking for QBs.
Yeah.
And
they found a pretty good one,
right?
Yeah.
So
what would you say is your leadership philosophy? You know, as a leader of an organization, how do you try to lead it?
It's really simple for me. It always has been: celebrate your people's victories and stand by them during difficult times.
Yeah.
To me, it's simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's just treat people as you want, but also clarity, direction. But it's about building a team. And there's nothing, to me, the greatest word in the dictionary is team. There's nothing better than it.
Yeah.
And I've been fortunate to have some really great people, great mentors in this business to sort of guide lay the path for me. And I've tried to take something from everybody, from Ralph Wilson, from Bill Polian, from John Butler, from Tom Donahoe. Learned a lot.
Been around
very
a lot
blessed.
Of the great ones.
Oh,
right?
I've been around great people.
Well, Russ Brannon, appreciate you coming on. It's
thanks
been great
for
talking
me,
to you. And thanks for all you've done for a great
Congrats
game.
Congrats on all your success.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.